you.
92.5 Kiss FM. Got a couple of guests in studio today. Mike Noble and Danny Woodcock from the Rotary Club. They have their X Out Polio event going on World Polio Day.
October 24th. We got a whole, almost a whole week of World Polio Day programming going on. Mike's going to talk a little bit about our Monday meeting and a guest speaker we're bringing in. I'm going to talk about a Thursday night event and Axe Out Polio. We hope it's going to be a good time and raise some funds to eradicate this disease. I mean, polio, when Rotary started this initiative in 1979, there were about 125 countries that were affected by this and 350,000 cases globally. Now, fast forward 30 some odd years, and we're down to two countries left. Africa's been polio free for 3 years now with no new cases, and we're right at the end goal. So with the help of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Rotary International, we got a number of international clubs, local clubs, all putting on events, all on October 24th, World Polio Day. Mike, what do we got going on Monday, though?
Well, sure. So just to give a quick overview, so the Toledo Rotary Club, it's one of the 35,000 Rotary clubs in the world. And so
we got that many.
That's right. Jeez. So there's 1.2 million Rotarians in the world. Locally here, this is the Downtown Rotary Club. It was founded in 1912 with just over 500 members. That makes us the ninth largest Rotary club in the world.
Ooh. That's crazy. What exactly does the Rotary Club do? Like, I've always heard about the Rotary Club. I have zero clue what it is.
Well, so just to give you an idea, so what it is, it's local communities that are coming together and they're discussing ideas, they're hearing from members of their community and discussing challenges that they have and taking action in the form of service projects to try to make a difference in the world.
Cool.
Mike puts it a little lightly, but he and I took a trip to Costa Rica at a Rotary conference this past January. And when we arrived at this Airbnb, random Airbnb, the lady says, "Oh, what are you two guys doing in town? Two young guys in San Jose in the middle of January. What's up?" We're like, "Oh, we're here for a Rotary conference." She lost it. She said, "Oh my gosh, Rotary. I have a good friend in Rotary. You guys have done so much around San Jose. You're like the Peace Corps." And we were like, "No, we're doing service projects." She's like, "No, you don't get it. Down here, you guys do so much. And walking around town, we saw a bunch of monuments to Rotary, some bridges built, some downtown service projects that did going, and man, it was locally, you see a bit of it from the community service group, but when you go international and see the $1.9 billion that Rotary has raised to eradicate polio since it started this mission, the global impact is monumental. And then to learn we're the ninth largest Rotary club in the world in little downtown Toledo.
Right.
And the people we met in Costa Rica were like, "Oh, Toledo Rotary? Man, you guys helped us with the clean water project in Honduras." And we're like, oh, yeah, yep.
That's us.
Yeah. So it's amazing the impact that this group has worldwide.
So your event, October 24th, we're just throwing axes.
We are just throwing axes, but it's for a really good cause.
Sure, for sure. Is there a cost to join in?
I think we're settling on a suggested donation amount, but really, everyone's going to be welcome. Come on in. We're going to have some targets up on the axe boards that, you know, show polio, so you can literally axe out polio. But it's going to be a good fun fundraiser. We hope this provides a little bit more of a entryway for different groups to get involved in a service type Rotary project.
Sure.
You know, axe throwing seems a little out of the ordinary for the Monday lunch group that Rotary is often seen as, because that's the everyday meeting. But an axe throwing at a bar event is kind of one of those, man, that's kind of cool. Monday we have a internationally renowned polio speaker, polio fighter. She's dedicated her life to this.
Where can people find info for the Rotary Club, or can anyone join meetings? What's the point of entry?
ToledoRotary.org. You'll get all the info. Our Facebook, Toledo Rotary. It's going to have the event info and all the other info. But honestly, if anyone wants to come to the meetings, Mike Noble, Danny Woodcock, we're pretty reachable. Happy to have anyone be our guest at these meetings. There's always a handful of guests or new faces or people checking it out at every meeting. And we have a whole membership committee that I'm a part of that does a really good job of introducing you to three or four people as soon as you show up, sitting you down with some friends at a table and making sure you feel welcome on your way in and you feel welcome back if you want to come back.
All right, that is Mike Noble, Danny Woodcock from the Rotary Club talking about X Out Polio, the World Polio Day, and the whole week of events, basically. Find them at the Rotary Club, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, CP.
Anytime. Back in a moment here, 92.5 KISS FM.